Let me just interrupt my Minnesota poems by reading you a Jersey poem that I'd like to read instead. There's a from those of you who know the East at all, there's a parkway called Garden State Parkway, which runs through Jersey, and mostly noted for the amount of tolls it has every 20 miles. And when I go to New York or come back, I have to travel it. And this is a poem about a strange evening that may have happened to some of you. It's a rare evening when either you're giving off some special aura or there's something in the evening when people start to talk to you, unlikely people start to talk to you, like toll booth men and women, Howard Johnson cashiers. It's a type of thing that most of us are not prepared to receive properly. And it was very wonderful, and it was clearly going to end at some time, and it became fascinating to see how long it would sustain itself. This is a poem about that, Coming Home, Garden State Parkway. Tonight the toll booth men are congratulating the weather, wishing me well. I'm all thank yous and confusion. I don't know what kind of conspiracy this is. Then at Howard Johnson's, the pretty cashier apologizes for the price of coffee. She wants me to drive carefully to think of her on the dark, straight road. Does she say these things to everyone? I've done nothing different, and in the mirror there's the same old face not even lovers have called handsome, the same mouth that belies absolute conviction. I'm alone, and maybe there's an underworld of those alone, and maybe tonight I've entered it, the instant safe intimacy guaranteed to move on. On the car radio comes a noisy current song, and then an old melodic lie about love. Afterwards, the disc jockey speaks to all of us on the road. He wants us to understand the danger of the other man. Watch out, he says, for the blind side. I'm going 70. The winter outside is without snow. It's hard anymore to be sure about anything. Next toll station, I feel for a quarter the exact change, but I swerve as I knew I would, to the woman holding out her hand. She neither smiles nor speaks. I try to believe she's shy. I'd like to put my hand in her hand to keep alive this strange human streak I'm on. But there's only money between us, silver and flesh meeting in a familiar goodbye.